Two Jackson spoke with the media and provided some injury updates on this team. Let's start with two guys, Josh McCown and Corey Coleman. No updates on either one of their status. They will be evaluated this week, and we'll see if they will be able to go forward. Hugh Jackson noting that Cody Kessler is the starting quarterback again this Sunday after the rookie turned in a very strong game, throwing for over 300 yards with two touchdowns against the Titans. Also this week, the team hopes to get Joe Hayden with a groin and Xavier Cooper with a shoulder back to practice as well. The one new injury coming out of the game is that Terrell Pryor has a hamstring injury. No word on his availability for the week, but obviously the Browns would like to have their leading receiver available when they take on the Bengals. And the big one from Tennessee was Jordan Poyer. He remains hospitalized in Nashville, has communicated with the team and the coach, and is in good spirits with a lacerated kidney following that big hit suffered against the Titans. For the latest on your Cleveland Browns, including player updates, player news, and of course Hugh Jackson's press conference, you can get it all at ClevelandBrowns.com and on the Browns mobile app.
Another tough loss for a football team. I think I've been saying that every week. But I like the fight in our players. I think our players are playing extremely hard. We got to continue to work that way, continue to get better. We're doing a good job of stressing fundamentals and techniques and things we got to play better. And I think the guys are, I think they bought into the process of how we do things. I think they enjoy the process. There's no question we need to go get a win to validate a lot of the things we've done. But we continue to stub our toe a little bit in some areas, and we just got to continue to fight to get over that hump. But we're not going to stop doing what we do. I'm more determined. I say that every week than ever before, and it's really because of our players. I mean, they come in with the right attitude, with the right mindset. We got a good group of veteran leadership and players who understand what we're trying to do and how hard it is. But at the same time, I think they've enjoyed the process that we've gone through trying to get there. And we know it's coming. And when it's coming, that's the part that's hard for all because we don't know, but we know that it will get there. So we'll just continue to stay the course, but do some things better. You know, you can't keep doing what you're doing. You'll keep getting what you get. And that's what I tell our guys. So we got to do it better. You know, so we're going to ask for more and expect more and coach them to do more. So that's what we'll do. On the injury front, you know, I just want to clear all these things up. I mean, there's a lot of them, so just let me kind of work through it. Jordan Poyer, who I've texted with quite a few times, obviously has a lacerated kidney. He still remains in hospital for observation. Hope he'll be released here soon so he can get back with his teammates. But I know he wants to be back with his teammates battling with those guys. I think he always, like most of our players do, they feel like when they're not around these guys, like they're letting them down. He's not. He took a major hit, and obviously that's going to take some time for him to heal from. Terrell Pryor has a hamstring injury. And we'll see how he goes through the week. Hopefully that's not a big issue, but we'll work on that. Marcus Burley has a hamstring issue that will require some missed time. So we'll see that as it goes as well. Josh McCown, his status is unchanged. He's not been cleared to totally return to the field, but we'll continue to work with him that way. He'll continue to practice and be where he needs to be. Randall Telfer, will hope he will return to practice this week and be able to go out and play. Xavier Cooper, the hope for him is that he'll be able to return also and be able to play in this game as well. Corey Coleman, his status is unchanged at this point. You know, he hasn't been cleared to practice, so we'll see where he is. And Robert Griffin III, his status is unchanged too. So we'll keep pushing on those guys. Hopefully we'll get some of these guys back soon, though. And that's kind of where we are from an injury standpoint.
Josh McCown's status being unchanged, is there still a chance that he could be cleared to play this Sunday?
I don't know that for sure. I think we'll go through the week and see exactly where he is. But, I mean, I'm never going to say never. But right now, I would think probably not. So we'll see how it goes through the week.
You mentioned, how are Jordan's spirits, Poyer?
Good. No, he is. He is, you know, he was playing good too. And he had probably, in my opinion, had one of his best weeks of practice. And I think he was looking to have a tremendous game, and that's a blow for us because he's one of our better players. So, but we want to wish him well and speedy recovery.
That play got flagged, obviously, but should that play even be allowed in the league, Hugh? I mean, that if you want to talk about targeting, the guy had basically a 20-yard free run at him there.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think you guys know how I feel about this. It's football. You know, I don't think. And you do, you have an assignment, you have a guy to block, and the guy's clearly in your sights and you see him, whether he's 25. You know, I don't think the player was trying to intentionally hurt him. I think he was trying to do his job, which was block him. And he did. He blocked him and might have led with his head a little bit, but that's what he got flagged for. So, you know, that's part of this game.
Do